Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
G'day legends, welcome back to the Rugby League Guru Podcast. We're going to get stuck into our Friday night preview. Two cracking games coming your way tonight. We've got the New Zealand Warriors taking on the Canberra Raiders in the early game, 6 p.m. And then the late game, the Sydney Roosters taking on the South Sydney Rabbitohs. The oldest and the greatest rivalry Rugby League has to offer. It is going to be an unreal night of Rugby League coming your way. I cannot wait to sink my fangs into it. It's going to be fantastic. Let's have a look at the very first game. The Warriors taking on the Canberra Raiders, coming to you from Apollo Project Stadium. Shout out to Apollo Creed, one of the greatest athletes our planet has ever seen. One of my favorites as well. Let's go through the Warriors side because we have had a few changes as well. For the Warriors, Tane Taupiki named at fullback, Dallin Watene-Zelezniak on one wing, Marcelo Montoya on the other side, Rocco Berry and Roger Tuivasa Snack at the other center spot. Lukey Metcalf, we said this week he's coming of age. He'll be Luke Metcalf soon. Sean Johnson wearing jersey 7. AFB in the front row with Mitchie Barnett. Wade Egan named at 9. We're hearing rumors that he will be ruled out of this game, though, so one to watch there. Jackson Ford and Kurt Capewell in the back row, and Tohu Harris in jersey 13. Freddie Lussick, Tom Ale, Bonte Afoa, and Justin Funga come off the bench. Dylan Walker has been ruled out. In no shock to anyone, I brought him into my draft team, so of course he gets ruled out this week with an injury. Fucking brutal. Chanel Harris-Tavita and Jacob Laban on the extended bench for the Warriors. I am expecting Chanel Harris-Tavita to join the bench and Freddie Lussick to start in jersey 9. It sounds like Wade Egan will be ruled out of this one, so stay tuned for that. A huge, huge loss to the New Zealand Warriors, Wade Egan, but if he is not 100%, I actually think this is a really good decision by them. They need to have him for the rest of the season. They need to have him when it matters, so I back the decision there. Jacob Laban, jersey 22. Haven't heard anything about him coming in, but I think when he does come in, he's going to make one hell of a splash. A very, very talented back rower. For the Canberra Raiders at fullback, Jordan Rapana, Nick Kotrick on one wing, Xavier Savage on the other side, Matty Timoko in the centres with Albert Hopewade. Obviously, Seb Chris out for a week, so Hopper moves into the centres and Nick Kotrick gets a call back up into the side. Ethan Strange at 5'8", Jamal Fogarty in jersey 7. Josh Papali'i in the front row with Joey Tarpane. Danny Levi wears jersey 9. Hudson Young on the left edge. Returning on the right edge is the skipper, Elliot Whitehead, with Zach Hosking being pushed back to the bench. Morgan Smithies off the back of an 80-minute performance last week in jersey 13. Coming off the bench for the Raids, Tommy Starling, Emre Guler, Zach Hosking, and Pasami Solo. On their extended, still got James Schiller and KO Weeks. James Schiller having a huge couple of weeks in New South Wales Cup, starting to really put some pressure on guys in that back line. I actually thought he might have been a sniff to get back into this side over Nick Kotrick this week. The big talking point, Zach Hosking back to the bench for the Canberra Raiders. A lot of people saying that they'll think he'll start and whatnot. Ricky Stewart did a presser yesterday that I listened to, and it sounds like Zach Hosking will come off the bench. He mentioned how excited the boys are to have Elliot Whitehead back, that he's the leader and the main voice in this side, but it will allow him to put Zach Hosking on during this game at an important moment. So keep an eye on Zach Hosking where he does enter. It will be interesting because you've got Morgan Smithies in jersey 13. I wonder if when Hosking comes on, if potentially Elliot Whitehead goes to the middle. We'll see how that rotation works. They might just play a half each or whatever. We will see. But one to keep an eye on because it could sort of screw over our boy Morgan Smithies a little bit. We'll see how it plays out there. Corey Horsbrough, he was not named on any extended team list or anything like that, but I am hearing rumours that he will play reserve grade this week and he will return to the first grade side next week with Seb Chris. So interesting to see how Ricky Stewart fits all these guys in there. They've made a fantastic start to their 2024 campaign. I'm keen to see how they go in this one, the Canberra Raiders. Look, I've said it all week. The New Zealand Warriors, they've really impressed me to start the season. I think they've been by far and away the most impressive 0-2 side in this competition. And I think they've potentially been the best 0-2 side I've seen in quite some time. I am expecting them to win this. I don't love that Wade Egan's out. I'm not going to lie to you guys. I said it last week as well, but I really hate that Wade Egan is out of this side. It definitely puts a dent in the confidence of the New Zealand Warriors. But I just expect at home, I think they get a response off the back of, you know, performing really well in week one, not getting the W, performing well last week, and getting beat, you know, with 3 minutes to go, up by 10 points, I think it was. Absolutely devastating. I'm expecting a Warriors bounce back in this one. Sean Johnson wasn't goal-kicking last week. Obviously, I would assume that groin's probably playing up a little bit, or there is some sort of an issue there with SJ, but he looks to be moving okay, so I wouldn't be too stressed about it. I am expecting the Warriors to get the job done in this one. As far as anytime try scorers, I like the fullback, Tane Torpicki at $3.10. I think there's some decent value there on Torpicki. For the Canberra Raiders, I think Xavier Savage, you're getting him at $2.65. Very hard to work out where the Raiders are actually going to attack. They're a little bit unorthodox in everything they do. So I'm happily just going to take the fastest guy on the field at $2.65. I think there's value in both of those guys. I think Matty Timokau, if you like the Raiders in a tight one, he's the strike player in the outside backs. $3.60 for a player like him, I think it's way too much for him. My little Smokey in this game. I think that Adam Fanua Blake will be right up for this one. He knows that this team needs a win at home. They're taking on Joe Tarpanay, Josh Papali'i, these sort of guys this week. I do like him, but I've just seen the price at $4.10. Probably a little bit too short for a front row forward. You will obviously have Freddie Lussick come into this side. I can score a try. I often question in the moments that Freddie Lussick runs, but sometimes that's what can make you so unpredictable as a nine. Freddie Lussick at $8 for an anytime try scorer. If Wade Egan is ruled out, I don't mind the value there on him. For the Canberra Raiders, I believe it is Hudson Young's 100th first grade game, but the value on him is pretty rank. $3 is very, very short for a back rower. I don't really have anyone jumping off the paper when it comes to the Canberra Raiders, if I'm honest with you. But yeah, Matty Timokau, I think there's value there at $3.60. I'm expecting the Warriors to win this one. I think the Canberra Raiders, they're a good defensive side. They won't beat themselves. So I think it will be tight, but I think the Warriors win this one 1-12 in this game. All those odds presented to you by Neds, and accurate as of around about 2 p.m. on Friday afternoon. Obviously, prices subject to change there. All right, let's move to the late game, and how bloody good is this going to be? The Sydney Roosters taking on the South Sydney Rabbitohs, coming to you from Allianz Stadium. This is going to be sensational. A heap of changes for both sides going into this blockbuster. So let's get stuck into the team list. James Tedesco, the skipper at fullback for the Sydney Roosters. On the wings, Daniel Tupu and Dom Young. Suwali'i and Joey Manu line up in the centres. Sandon Smith at 5'8 gets his opportunity. I've spoken about it quite a bit this week. I think this kid has got a huge future, and I genuinely think that if he gets a month or so to show what he can do with Luke Keary out, I'm not sure how long Keary's out. We'll have to wait and see. But if Sandon Smith gets an opportunity, I genuinely think he could make an argument that he could be the guy that is more suited for this side. Keep an eye on Sandon Smith. I'm very high on him. Sammy Walker in jersey 7. JWH in game 300. What an absolute warrior of our game. Whether you love JWH or you hate him, even if you've hated him, you've probably got to respect that he's gone out of his way to make sure that you hate him for the last 15 years. He has taken it upon himself to be the asshole at the Sydney Roosters and take on every other forward pack for the last decade and a half. If you hate him, That says to me that he's probably done a pretty good job. A three-time premiership winner, a champion of our game, JWH. Obviously started at the Manly Seagulls, made the move to the Roosters after about six or seven first grade games. And you would have to think by the end of this year, he's probably going to finish as the most capped Sydney Rooster of all time, which is pretty fucking impressive. So shout out to JWH. I've met him once or twice, an absolute legend of a bloke. I think that the person that he is on the field is very, very different to off the field. A very good fellow, JWH. Despite a lot of people out there hating him and whatnot, I think that's just the role that he plays in this footy side and has played it for a very long time. Lindsay Collins, his other front row partner. Brandon Smith lines up in Jersey 9, the Hectic Cheese. Nat Butcher and Satili Tupanua on the edges. Nat Butcher comes in to replace our boy Siwa Wong, who drops back to reserve grade. Victor Radley in Jersey 13. On the bench, we've got White and Terrell May, who were tremendous last week and making their, I was going to say their debuts, but playing their first games in the red, white, and blue this year. Connor Watson and Angus Crichton on the bench there as well. Two guys that I caught up with in Las Vegas. Both were devastated to miss the side in round one, but they've gone away to reserve grade in the first 2 weeks and both have played incredibly well. I'm expecting both to come back with a bang here. Connor Watson in particular was sensational in reserve grade the last few weeks, playing in that lock forward role. On the extended bench, Egan Butcher, and how good's this? Michael Jennings. Unbelievable. What a great story. Obviously, you do the crime, you do the time. Jenko has done his time. Great to see him back. A really good story of getting yourself back in there. As I said, you do the crime, you do the time. Jenko has done it and back there, which is just an incredible story. Obviously a favourite of Trent Robinson's from back in 2013. For the South Sydney Rabbitohs, at fullback, Latrell Mitchell, they need a big game out of their superstar tonight. Alex Johnson and Tane Milne on the wings. Isaiah Tass, right centre. At left centre, a superstar walks into this side, Jack Wyden. Personally, I cannot wait to watch Jackie Boy play tonight. I am so fucking excited to see this absolute mongrel inject into this side. He should bring a new attitude. He should just bring energy to this side. And if Jack Wyden, his entrance can't turn the South Sydney side around against the Roosters, I'm going to be very, very worried about JD and his South Sydney Rabbitohs. But super keen to watch Jackie Boy go along. We caught up with him a few weeks ago, me and Timmy Williams, at a function. And, mate, he is just so happy in South Sydney. He's absolutely loving it. So I cannot wait to see him go head-to-head with Joey Manu in this one. Cody Walker at 5'8". Dean Hawkins. Footy Dean comes in to replace Lachlan Ilias. I wish Dean Hawkins all the very best. Hopefully he can be the answer that South Sydney are looking for. Based on what I've seen from Dean Hawkins so far, I think he's a fantastic New South Wales Cup player, but I'm not quite convinced if he is ready to lead a side like this, especially a team under this much pressure. It's a big ask for any halfback with the age and experience that Dean Hawkins has. I just hope that JD's made his decision now to change halfbacks after 2 weeks. I just hope he sticks with Dean Hawkins for the foreseeable future and gives him a really good crack at the job, and hopefully the guys around him do everything they can to help him. Tevita Totola and Davey Mwale start in the front row with Damien Cook in Jersey 9. Rumours circulating that Damien Cook will start on the bench, which I actually back. I think it's a good move. I think that Havili starting, Cook off the bench, forcing Cook to play 80 minutes, I just don't know if it's in the best interest of Cook and in the best interest of South Sydney, so I'm perfectly fine with him playing 60-65 off the pine. Keon Coleman-Tung on the left edge. Jacob Hoste returns to the side this week. A fantastic in Jacob Hoste, simply because it allows Cam Murray to go back to Jersey 13. I cannot believe that Cam Murray wasn't playing 13 last week. Absolutely blew me away. I think it'll be fantastic for South Sydney. I think it'll really help Dean Hawkins as well, having Cam Murray back in Jersey 13. Off the bench at the moment, 14, Havili, but we are expecting him to start. Talis Duncan, Sean Kepi, and Tommy Burgess. Extended bench, Cheekam and Shaq Mitchell. For me, guys, I am expecting the Roosters to win this one. I'm going to back them to win this game. South Sydney, though, they could bounce back at any moment. So probably not a game that I'll be betting on too heavily. Actually, a game that I won't be betting on too heavily. This is rugby league at its absolute best, the best rivalry in rugby league. You look at a lot of rivalries in the history of sport. I saw an ad that Fox League had on this week that it's a lot of what happened in the past that builds up to it. And obviously the Roosters and the Rabbitohs, there is a lot of history there. But you just know whenever whenever these two teams meet each other, whether it's round one, round 27, final, grand final, dead rubber, I don't give a fuck. These two teams are going to go at each other. If they played a game of touch football at the park, they would go at each other. So super excited for this one. Cannot wait for this game. It is going to be an absolute cracker, and I'm so excited to see the impact that Jack Whiten has on this South Sydney Rabbitohs team. For me, anytime try scorers in this game, I think it'll be a pretty tight affair. I'm not sure how many points will be scored realistically, but I do think there is a bit of value on a couple of guys. For the South Sydney Rabbitohs, $3.75 for Jack Whiten playing down that left edge. I know we've got our concerns. Latrell Mitchell loves to hit that cutout ball to AJ, but, mate, these two are absolutely thick as thieves, Jack Whiten and Latrell Mitchell. I think Jackie Boy gets plenty of ball, and if he's not, he'll go looking for it. So Jack Whiten at $3.75, I think there's good value on him. For the Sydney Roosters, I'm not quite sure where their points come from, that left edge of Suoliti and Tupu. I'm not quite sure how much ball Tupu gets out there realistically. I know he scored last week some really nice hands from Suoliti, but more often than not, we see him just take on the line. Joey Manu at $3. I don't love that against Jack Whiten. I think he does a bit of a job on him there. I think they'll sort of take care of each other. The guy that I do like, though, and I spoke about him during the week, Sandon Smith at $6 on Neds. A very, very talented footballer, Sandon Smith. I think there is genuinely a world where he could put serious pressure on Luke Keary when he comes back to hold on to that jersey. I personally think from what I've seen right now, Sandon Smith would actually make this Roosters side a better side than what Luke Keary would at the moment. There would be moments where inexperience and whatnot would cost you, where it would be great to have Luke Keary, but I just think the spark that Smith brings is just second to none. I'm a really, really big fan of this kid. I just think tonight, the value at $6, I don't think you'll get that in the next few weeks if he holds on to that spot. So I would be swallowing up that value whilst I could.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Keep an eye on Angus Crichton as well, $7 when he comes into the game. When he enters, I think he'll play 40-odd minutes. Been going very, very well in New South Wales Cup, up against his former side with a point to prove. One to keep an eye on there at sevens. But for me, Sandon Smith at $6 is my value play. And the guy I like from the South Sydney Rabbitohs is, of course, Jackie Boy Whiten, making his club debut at $3.75, taking on Joey Manu there, who we know defensively can have his really tough nights at the office. Jackie Boy is going to be absolutely terrorising him, and I think it is a spot that South Sydney will identify, not to mention it's their left edge. You know they're going to get a stack of ball there anyway. Legends, prices subject to change on the Neds app. These are accurate as of Friday, the 22nd of March at 2 p.m. Enjoy your Friday night football in round three. Two absolute crackers coming our way. What's gambling really costing you? For free and confidential support, visit gamblinghelponline.org.au.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.